It's the Daily Comedy News with your host, Mark Pyers. Join us for breaking headlines and all kinds of comedy shenanigans. Brought to you by The Beat Seat. My friends, welcome to the longest running daily variety show on the planet, the Mark and Spire Show, day 1914 in a row, part two. We're getting right into it. Sam Bankman freed, 25 years. What do you guys think about this? What is that? How many billion is that per year? How many billion did he steal? First of all, let's get into it. Let's look at this. We're going to read it together. I want to hear your impressions. Then we're going to play some music afterwards. What we do every day. We connect. We play some music. We laugh for a little bit within these stories. We're going to look at Magoo over here. Stole like $9 billion from people. $8 billion. $8 billion divided by 25. What do we got, guys? About $3 billion? For every, I don't even know what I'm talking about. We're gonna look into it though. Let's read the story about Magoo. Guys, he's in jail for 25 years. How many years do you think he should have got? Some former FTX customers expressed anger and disappointment on Thursday as Sam Bankman-Fried, crypto exchange former billionaire boss, was sentenced to 25 years in prison for stealing $8 billion from customers. 25 years is a joke, a member of the FTX creditors group with a username Bruno Dixon wrote on a messaging app Telegram minutes after the sentence was handed down by a New York judge. Another member of the same Telegram group, going by Steven, said in a sentence was laughable for such a serious crime. You know, guys, $8 billion, 25 years, what's it work out to here? I mean, you could go out and steal a couple hundred million, you're good? Like, what are we talking about? It seems like you get a slap on the wrist when you're Sam Bankman-Fried. What did Madoff get? He made off with how much? And Bankman made off with $8 billion. I love making those jokes, you know? Oh, Julie, how are you? Good to see you. Please join us over on the YouTube channel, over on X, over on Rumble. Live 1914 in a row, we're connecting. Let's see who's on with us. I'm just going to break away from the news for a second. I got Jerry Hayes. I got S. Coop. I got Virginia. I got Kit Covert. And if you're out there and you haven't said hello yet in the chat, you know, we're here, we're doing it. News story started off, Sam Bankman-Fried, scumbag. Guys, $8 billion, 25 years. He's getting shanked. Although, if you missed my last story about Sam Bankman-Fried, he's figured out the art of being a scumbag in prison, meaning he doesn't shower. Nobody wants to go near him. They're like, you're a pig. Get that F away from me. You scummy. You smell like that turlet over there. They didn't realize Sam Bankman-Fried, he just went and like rubbed himself all over the toilet. So nobody would mess with him. He's like, look, if I smell like a toilet, then maybe that big guy, Oscar, over there won't want to do a bang biggity boo on my hiney butt. Again, he's a genius, guys. He's a genius. Guys, we have a woo-hoo coming from Matt Zabrowski. What's that? Oh, he wants me to point to him. All right, Zabrowski. Zabrowski jumped it. I was pointing to you. You know, it's times like this. You point, you're waiting for... What's that, Joanne? Joanne, stop your wheezing. Joanne, was that you? Because it wasn't me. Guys, back to the news. Here we go. We're putting a little music on today. Sam Bankman-Fried, billionaire scumbag turned rags to riches. Back riches to rags. He's back. He's in the slammer. 25 years. How many years do you think he should have gotten? I'm thinking a heck of a lot more than 25. I'm thinking prison for life. I want to see an Eddie Murphy remake, right? Richard Pryor comes back to life to play the part. You know, with the new CGI. Digital likeness, they call it. We get Richard Pryor back. We get John Candy back. Right? You guys know we need John Candy in the mix. All right, so look, over a million customers face potential losses as a result of the FTX sudden collapse. Guys, 19 billion, I'm sorry, it wasn't eight, it was freaking 19. They're giving them almost like a year per billion. Like I'm thinking, look, I'm laying it out for you right now. You wanna give me a bill or I steal a bill, you put me in jail for a year? Like, I'll do it. I'll do the time. For a billion, you know? Sam Bankman-Fried's like, I'll just borrow a little more. I'll do like 25 bill. You give me a year per bill, you know what I mean? I'm in for 25 years. He's still got the 25 billion, or he did. I don't know what the hell, he bought like stadiums with it and then tried to destroy the political parties and stuff like that. But guys, you know, that was his bag, you know? Anyway, we're back to the story. New York jury last year found Bankman-Fried guilty of stealing from unsuspecting customers because he's a Magoo. Have you seen this guy? Look at that freaking noggin. Where is it? Where's his nog? You guys have seen that thing before, right? He's got the fluff head. It's fluffier than my head, but I'm getting a haircut tomorrow, so don't get fresh. Tomorrow it shall be much shorter than my Magoo hair. I'm going Magoo tonight. Forget it. I'm going freaking full Magoo. I'm going full Magoo for you guys. Part two Magoo style. I'm trying to see if I can do my best Sam Bankman-Fried impression. Give me a couple bill. I'm going to jail for like a year per billion. You know, it's a good deal for me, Sam Bankman-Fried. Not so much for you, unsuspecting customers. You're at home trying to figure out how to buy more milk. I got billions. I'm sorry? Yeah, I'm doing 25 years. What the, you know what I mean? Who gives a shit, right? I'm still here. I got the 25 bill. You're over there crying in your milk that you just got from Trader Joe's. You paid $9 for the gallon, crying in the milk. You know, I'm here with billions in jail for 25 years. When I get out, I'm getting those Brewster's billions. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna buy the Hackensack baseball team and see if we can win a championship. Magoo. Right, guys? Look, when you are the host of the longest running daily variety show and you're not afraid to come out here and do a Magoo head, you know? But that's why we have the fedora as well, you know? My news break about the fireman was hilarious. Thank you, Andrea. You know, it's funny you said that because I don't even remember if these things are funny, but I've been putting out so many comedy news. I'll tell you what, I got the DJ Khaled stories coming out tomorrow. It's a roast of DJ Khaled. It's freaking hilarious. And the Sean Puffy Combs thing I did today with Usher and the fact that they did a bang biggity boo and like Usher was tonguing, you know, something weird was going down over there. You know what I mean? With Diddy, he diddied him. And we watched the Justin Bieber thing too. There's probably something weird going on there. But oh my goodness, the Diddy thing I did today was so freaking funny. I'm dropping that for tomorrow too. So there's gonna be like three pieces of comedy out tomorrow. Make sure you guys check it out. And then there's also so much music I'm gonna be dropping, guys. It's gonna be getting freaking wild, I gotta tell you. Oh, this song's from like 3 years ago. I love this. Live. So guys, this is the ultimate variety show. We do everything here. Play music. Read the news. Look at this freaking wackadoo over here. You think you got cool glasses? Those aren't cool glasses. These are cool glasses, my friends. And they're also freaking ridiculous. But when you got a Magoo head, they actually work. You know, it all depends on how Magoo-ish you're gonna be. Sometimes when you're Magoo and you're out there and you're just like, I'm gonna Magoo it. Guys, I put a new string on. We broke a string the other day and I wrote three songs. One of them was called One Less String. Yeah, we're out of our minds here. Anyway, did you see that guy's head? I meant me. Look at how stupid my head is today. Guys, back to this guy here with his curious face He looks like he's wondering what's coming, what's happening, what's he gonna do next? What's the host of the longest running daily variety show on earth gonna do next? I don't know, buddy. Why don't we figure it out together? Oh, goodness. A timeline of FTX's rise and fall. Alameda Research founded in 2017. Billion stole. You got $0 left. I took it all from you. FTX buys back $2.3 billion worth of stock from Binance, you know. And then they transfer money here and there. And then he buys this freaking, like, football stadium. And he decides to go to the Bahamas, permanent residency. He okayed some collateral, $487 billion, you know. That's a Biden-ism. FTX claims a $32 billion valuation on January 1st, 2022, guys. That's a pretty good valuation right there. Let me ask you guys a question. Defrauding American citizens to the tune of $25 billion, giving the guy a year for each billion, or going after someone who, say, sat in the highest office of the land, didn't defraud anybody because everybody made money. There's nobody harmed. There has to be a harmed party always. And just think about, like, I just want you to stand back and look at the world. It's really mental right now. So this guy here's got 25 years for robbing probably $25 billion from people. Total scumbag. So we're not going to do much on this. We had a killer comedy news segment this morning, guys. You got to go. Really, I really suggest if you like the comedy news or if you like the news at all, join me in the morning show. It's ridiculous. We get into the craziest stuff. And all the news stories you see, anything you see of me where you're like, oh, that's a funny story, it happened live in the morning. And we're making the show the same at night and the morning. So basically, that's why I'm doing a story at night and then we get into the music. So I found a string. Thank goodness, because I was one less string, remember, guys? All right. Oh, goodness. So, I gotta really take out this beat seat, the only drum in the world for guitar players. I actually invented it and patented it. It's the only drum you could play with your hands and feet at the same time. Full body drum. And you sit completely upright. You don't hurt your back like a thing called the cajon. I'll show you in a second how it sounds like a freaking drum kit. So deep, like a kick drum, snare, everything. Second here, I gotta get the beat seat out. Let me start you off in this thing that I started. I'm still editing this, but just so you can hear the vibe, this thing's a killer song. It's called whatever. I'm not gonna play the whole thing, but it's got this country vibe to it. But it's like, I don't know. I really have songs that are of all every genre you could ever think of, but this thing is, it's got some cool vibe to it. Give me 2 seconds here.
Yeah. says you got no other choice. But then like, what if? Thank you.
That song right there, my friends. And we got an Elgato right at the right time, didn't we? Goodness, my friends. That song, when it's done. Woo! Now, a few nights back, I wrote this. There is pretty cool though, you know. Everything that you hear is written live. There are songs I've written with a pen, and I'll let you know when I play them, but very, very rarely. The other night we did it because I had, it was one less string, so we wrote one less string, and then I played two or three of my original songs. But I'm always happy to play you something I've actually written with a pen. All you have to do is ask. It's just most times I'm like, hey, give me a couple words, and then we write a freaking song, and that's pretty freaking awesome. Like that, or like this. What was this? Always pensive, always deep.
and thought you got nothing to say. You stand by as though it deteriorates around you. You stand by and you look in the mirror, wondering how do I look when the world you know is gone and no one gives a damn anymore. But you keep staring deeper into your soul. You're closing yourself in, so why are you waiting? Why are you standing by? Yeah, you don't have time, you know. So you get up and go. You never know. Unless you fail, so why not fail and fail and fail until you find a soul, a purpose for living? 'Cause you can't get anywhere if you don't take a couple of bruises along the way. So keep your eye trained on your mission, and don't you ever wane, yeah, don't you feel the pain that the world throws at you. You got one moment to do something, so why are you waiting? Why are you standing? While the world deteriorates around you, yeah, you are just looking into the mirror. You keep wondering, do I look okay? But no one really gives a damn anymore, no. So why do you, why don't you your eyes, well you can, yeah, well you can still make a change, yeah. Why are you waiting?
Have time.
Why are you waiting? Why are you standing by? No, we don't have time. Why are you waiting? Why are you standing by? No, we don't have time. Original moment, another powerful song created right here in this very second. Whew. Thank you for being here for that. Is that I enjoyed writing that. Why are you waiting? Why are you standing by when we don't have time? There's a great line in there that said something about how the world is deteriorating around you. So why are you waiting? It's like, man, the moment is powerful. I'm just thankful that I can connect to it and continue to do that over and over every single day. And all I can say to you is if you liked that, every single day that happens. That happens right there. Not that song, but every day there's a song and it's just like that. It's just as emotionally impactful because this moment is powerful. And when I can connect in there, that's where true art is. So just to reiterate that what you just heard, every single note, every single word, every guitar note, it's all created live in the moment. I didn't have any words. There's no words for that song still. Even now, I forgot what I sang for all of it. I'll have to go back to watch it. And then I make a comp of that entire thing and make a song out of it. And that's how I write all my music. I flesh out the entire idea when I play it once. And then I take it sometimes more than once, depending if it stays on my loop station for a couple days and I play it back. I'll just jam on it for a few minutes, usually in the show. But if I have a chance to, I mean, there's over 1,000 songs like that. I've only been able to put out 209 of them on iTunes, but still, that's pretty much a lot. The next album, I think the next album definitely puts me past the Beatles. The Beatles are at 224, but that's with cover songs. I don't put any cover songs in. I'm at 209. Next one puts me at 222, which I'm putting out next week. I'm gonna put out the freaking album. I'm putting that album out next week. Screw it. I hope you enjoyed that. That was crazy. That I was playing before. I wrote this like 2.5 years ago. And I never did anything with it. How pretty is this?
Let your mind go right. Take a trip in a car, in a boat, in a ship, yeah, wherever you wanna go. Just go. Let your mind be free and flow, yeah.
Vibe. I never finished that up. Trish, Andrea, Trent, how are you, buddy? Good to see you. We are just rocking out tonight. Jerry, just good to see you guys. S. Coop, thank you for sharing links with everybody, guys. We are demonetized. This show is apparently harmful. In the eyes of YouTube, I'm a harmful channel because I write songs live in the moment for you on a drum no one's ever seen before. I do the comedy news. I don't talk about politics. It's just anything else but politics. And that's apparently harmful because my show's intended to bring us all together. I show up twice a day, 9 a.m. and after 10 p.m. And all we're looking for is others in the world to know that this show exists because this is the show every day. You see me doing the news? That's the show. You see me doing this? This is the show. It's the ultimate variety show. I never know what I'm going to do, but everything I do is going to be at the highest possible level. Never going to show up here and be like, guys, I learned how to do this thing. I don't know why I do that. I'm not trying to offend anybody when I make those noises. I just like, I think when people are like, think they come out here and they're like, guys, I learned how to play the flute the other day. And they're coming out and playing the flute for you. And it's terrible. Like, I don't do, you know what I mean? Like, I'm coming out here to do things that are interesting, but I'm also, in a way, kind of mastered, you know, doing this every day for 5 years, even just doing the news my way with my impressions and whatever. We just have a lot of fun here. Point is, I have a great time doing this, and I will keep showing up every day for you. Tomorrow happens to be Good Friday, and I'll be live again at 9 a.m. to do the show, and I'll tell you guys, the morning shows are the freaking ridiculous. They're so good, but then it's like, so are the night shows. So honestly, I don't know what else you guys tune into at 9 a.m. in the morning. I don't know what you tune into at 10 o'clock at night, but this show's electric every single time I'm on the air. I show up here in the moment. And you just saw what happens. When I get into this moment here,
there is something amazing. There's literal magic here. Everybody who's in the chat knows that. We have magic on this channel. Because I don't have any idea what we're going to do. I'm forced to juggle and take this moment and do something with it. And every single time I close my eyes and I say, fuck it, I'm right here in it. Stuff like that happens. You know, why are you waiting? You know, just crazy powerful stuff. And I often reflect on the lyrics, because I put the lyrics at the bottom of every song. When you go and you check out my stuff on YouTube, Spotify's not, and iTunes, it's not there. You have to listen and hear the words. But the better way to do it is go to YouTube and watch the songs, because then on the bottom of the screen, you'll see every lyric. And you'll be, I mean, I sometimes look at it, not sometimes, all the time. I'm like, I can't believe I wrote this live in the moment. Can't believe those words came out live in the moment. But when I remember that when the world is in ruin, there are selected voices that are meant to channel the spirit and the optimism of mankind for the future. And whether or not they're kept from you, which I truly believe is what has happened, not just I believe it, we know now. I'm harmful to you guys on YouTube. You know, they demonetized me as harmful. So I know for a fact that they are afraid of this show. And when I say they, I mean all of the platforms are afraid of a show, not just me. I'm saying a show that is intended to bring us all together. No politics. This is a show where we play and write music live in the moment at 432 hertz. Can I mention that, by the way? Every single song you ever hear me write, when I do this, this is 432 hertz, guys.
Ooh, we don't have time, no, we don't have time.
I'm singing in 432 hertz. I'm playing in 432 hertz. That is a healing frequency. It's called the solfeggio. Check it out. Check it out. There's a reason why they changed the musical standard to 440, because 440 kind of messes with us as humans. How you doing, my friend? Fishing in the house? Oh, please. Thank you, Julie. I'm so happy, Julie. Guys, did Julie join us yet over here on YouTube? Or X or Rumble, but Julie said she's going to head over. And I hope you guys do too. Oh, fishing, my friend. Fishing for Chips is here 2 days in a row. I'll tell you what, fishing, I love that. That makes me very happy when I see people. Everybody here knows that. When I see people come for the second day in a row, it's always awesome. Andrew O'Neill knows. I can tell you guys, Chips, my friend, everybody here on YouTube came here one day, and then they came the next day. And then they've been here since. The problem is we can't find enough of the world to know this show exists. And the best way I try to explain it to people, because people are like, how do you explain a show that's a variety show? This is the best way I could explain it. You go and you're watching Saturday Night Live when it was actually funny. And Tony Robbins is the host. And John Mayer is your musical guest every single night of the year. But the difference is it's John Mayer in front of you writing songs for you live in the moment. It's not John Mayer showing up. I mean, I do cover songs on Friday night, but it's not John Mayer coming out and playing the classics, playing the hits. He's in front of you writing songs live in the moment every single day. It's Saturday Night Live not being edited and created over a week period where they're working these bits and they're saying, well, what works for a week? It's the first run of Saturday Night Live that the first thing they tried, the first rehearsal of it. Every single Friday they do it and they're like, oh, look, we've tailored it. We've made it crisp. Everything is good. All the jokes work. We got the laugh track going in the background. I can throw that on. That's Joanne now. I have a laugh track. I don't use a laugh track. I probably should because people don't get my comedy. I mean, I think I'm kind of like this weird Jim Carrey slash like Charlie Day guy, but... That's just because I'm a goofball and I continue to, I'm an old school comedian where I'll take one idea and I'll improvisationally, I'll just continue to drive down that rabbit hole with that one idea and turn it into a fucking movie. It's like, yeah, we did that 9 times. There's 9 feature films on my YouTube channel. Isn't that nuts? And nobody knows about them, but they're nutty. They're crazy, like Adam Sandler type movies, Saturday Night Live type movies. Like I said, this is just the intention here is a place to break free, live away from the noise of the world, all of the negativity of this world. And my motto, if you have a chance to see it on YouTube right above me, it says it right here, affecting a positive change one person at a time. That's the goal of my show. And Also, the reason why I'm here suppressed and canceled and demonetized 1914 days in a row, because I can't quit. I can't let them beat me. I can't let them say, yes, we got him to stop. This show will prevail. We will explode to millions of people on a daily basis. And I'm expecting and hoping that you guys will help me. I'm going to write songs like you heard every single day of my life if you just help me get to the world. And they're all about us. They're songs that bring us together. Go and listen to the hundreds of songs on my YouTube channel. They're all on iTunes, but go listen to them. They speak to a time, this time in history. Every single word was written right here in this very moment that we're in right now. There is no other time. There is nothing else. This is the only moment that's ever existed. We keep thinking about the past. We keep thinking about a future that is away from this second here, and this is the only second that's ever existed. It's kind of crazy and weird to think about, but the beginning of time and the end of time, it's all right here, right now, with you and me. We are in it. We are in the very fabric of the existence of time, energy, space, matter, creation. And every day I show up in that and say, let's go. I'm ready. I'm ready to fail. And also ready to explore depths of my creativity that I've never even found or understood until this moment right here that I'm in right now. So I love it. I really do. I have such a great time here doing this with you guys. Break Free from the Crazy. That's another great song. Yeah. They're all up on the channel. People have made it so not cool to laugh. You know, it's so funny, Trish. If you guys go look through the comments on my YouTube comedy news stories, you could see so many people that take my comedy out of context. They, like, think I'm serious. They're like, oh, you're being offensive by going after this group. I'm like, asshole, this is not about groups. This is about funny. I said to someone earlier, because they were like, oh, did you think that maybe they just, that they didn't have deodorant on instead of assuming? Because I made a joke how, like, somebody was on a plane, they wouldn't let them switch seats, and they were, like, very orthodox and, like, serious. And I know that it's not even accurate. It's, like, Hasidic is this thing, but, like, I was like, he smelled terrible. And I just started going on that whole concept of smelling terrible, and it turned into the funniest bit in history about this guy getting booted off a plane. And so the guy's like, oh, that's offensive. And I said, look, I just want to explain something to you. I, as a comedian and as a comedy news show that refuses to talk about politics in a time where they want to divide us, I talk about stories that are goofy, zany, silly, and crazy breaking news stories of the day. And it may be a guy who gets booted off a plane because of his religious beliefs. Now, because of that religious belief, there's a stereotype that's connected to that sometimes. I lean into stereotypes. I make funny out of stereotypes. Do you know why, sir? Not because stereotypes are true. In fact, it's quite ignorant to think that any stereotype is true, because all stereotypes can be pinpointed to all families. You can look at anybody in your family and say, that stereotype, they all apply to all people across the board. Okay? We all fit the narrative and the stereotype. But what makes it funny is that there is a stereotype. Do you understand? So funny is funny to me. So if because there happens to be a stereotype, may have existed long time ago, but we all know about that stereotype, that makes it funny. Not that we're being offensive, not that we're being rude, but just that the fact that this is a comedy news show, and whenever there's a stereotype, I'm leaning into that motherfucker. All right? That's the way it is. I do it. I love it. I love leaning into stereotypes. And you know why? I'm the most unoffensive show on earth. This is comedy. And if you have a problem laughing at comedy that there's, I don't really swear. I usually mute myself when I do stuff like I just did. But if you don't like comedy and you can't handle a comedian pushing the envelope by doing stereotypes, typical comedy or sarcastic comedy or touching on a line that you're saying, good dude, use your finger and just scroll to the next channel. That's fine. But I can tell you, I'm always going to keep you, like, intrigued here when I'm reading the news story. It's not going to be like, I'm just reading the freaking basic news. You know that. This is whatever my mind tells me to go and run with, I'm doing it. And that's just crazy, I know, because sometimes they turn into 9-minute stories. Like the Khaled story, the DJ Khaled story tomorrow is, I think, 9 minutes. I think that's a good length, 9 minutes. Some of them get to 16, to 18, to 20 minutes, like, The Megan Fox roast. This is like 19 minutes long of freaking hilarity. I would have done 65 minutes of that, ripping on that freaking wild mental case. You know what I mean? No offense, but what the hell did she do to her face? You know what I mean? She was a pretty lady, you know, prior to going and seeing Dr. Kevorkian of the faces. Guys, did we get a freaking another Elgato? I mean, I guess when you're writing songs live in the moment. So that song, One Less String, guys, by the way, I started working on it. Holy freaking heck. That song's fire. I'm dropping that Sunday, maybe. I got so much content. I think I have to start laying it out weeks in advance. Just like take it, instead of putting the comedy news from today out tomorrow, I mean, some of them have to go out now. Like the P. Diddy story, that has to go out. The story about Russian boat had to go out. And guys, if you didn't know this, this is crazy. I'm literally taking the most outrageous of ideas and making comedy out of it. So when I was watching this ship take out the bridge, I immediately went to that the boat guy was drunk. His name's Igor. And then he's actually sent as an operative by Putin. And then he gets on the phone, and you should go watch this. It's hilarious. I did this the morning that this all went down. And he gets on the phone. He's like, Vladimir, it's me. I'm Igor. I'm on the ship. The mission is complete. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I drink vodka. And then Putin's like on the other line. You know, and it's like this crazy freaking comedy bit. And then later on, we find out the guy's Ukrainian. There is something weird going on because of this port. It's like a major hub for us to bring everything into this country. And it's knocking out a major sector and a major import source, I guess you would say, or a pier or a loading and unloading area in the United States on the Eastern Seaboard. So who would benefit from that, you know? Anybody but us. But the fact that I made a joking, you know, like a total satirical piece of comedy about Putin doing it, and it's like, whoa, all of a sudden I'm thinking to myself, like, geez, this is why I got kicked in the first place. Like, I did the Donald Trump show in 2019. Okay, guys, this is the craziest thing you'll ever see in your life. You got to go see it. It's all on YouTube. All you got to do is type in Mark Inspires, first of all. Hold on. You type in Mark Inspires, and then you go over to YouTube, and or on YouTube, and look for Donald Trump show or DJT show in my playlists. And there's like 39 episodes, but I've done hundreds of face swaps as Trump, calling me from the at the show and everything as Trump. Mark, it's me, Donald J. Trump of Winnick Big League, you know. And so he would call, and we'd have these crazy calls and conversations during the election and before the oh, I shouldn't even say that word. Bottom line is this. That show hit home on almost every single episode. Like, if you go watch that from beginning to end, and I made a movie of it. If you go, it's my last feature film. It's like my 10th feature film or 9th feature film. It's on YouTube on my channel. You just have to scroll back like 2 months. It's hard to do this. I have thousands. I have 4,400 pieces of content. I would go to my channel and type in Mark Pyers, Donald Trump show or something like that, or Donald Trump movie, or the roast of Joe Biden, I think is what I changed it to. Yeah, they're banning our laughs, Virginia said. S-Coup put the link up, guys, to the, there's actually, I actually have a channel for the Trump show, that's right. So you guys can go and actually subscribe to that channel and watch the movie there. I think, the movie's up there. It's 4 hours and 20 minutes of face swaps. And all I did was find everything bad that the current president ever did in his life. And I commentated as Trumper. And so it's hilarious because you see Sleepy Poopy Pants and he'll do something dumb like get on a radio station and say, look, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And then you'll see a picture of the Trumper and he'll go, are you freaking kidding me? Sleeps over Joey, poops in his triple diaper, you know? And then all of a sudden we have laughs because you're seeing the Trumper say that, you know? And then there's one part where Sleepy Poo goes, look, I gotta go do a boom, boom, boom. And then it goes right over to the Trumper, and he goes, did Sleep Sofa Joe just say he has to do a poop-a-doop? And it's, like, freaking hilarious, okay? Nancy Pelosin was named in that show, okay? Nancy Pelosi? No, it's Nancy Pelosin, because everything she touches turns to poison. These are jokes. Again, guys, don't be offended if you're somebody who likes Nancy Pelosin. If you do, I have to question, like, what the fuck is going on in your mind. But she's a drunken idiot at this point and brain dead. But more importantly, she's worth $180 million in how the hell? Those are the tax records I want to see. Just saying. Bottom line, so then we had President G-Hole. We had Zuckerchooch, Zucker Dick, right? We did them all here. So a lot of crazy stuff happened on that episode, that show. And most importantly, the Dr. Evil stuff. It all is true. Like, you'll go back and watch that and you'll be like, whoa. You know, what we did in April of 2020 literally everything came true. Like, now looking back at it, and you're like, this is eerie. And now it makes perfect sense why they were like, we got to keep this guy from everybody. Because, you know, it's I think about it. Like, imagine if my show had exploded like a Charlie Kirk or a Candace Owens back when I was doing all the trumpet show stuff. Like, it should have. But they were like, dude, this would explode because it's comedy and it's truth. Like, okay, we can take down a Candace Adams. We could take down Candace Owens. We could take down a Charlie Kirk by just going debating them. But how do you take down a comedian who's making funny content about your stupid brain dead idiot president? You know what I mean? That's harder to do. It's easier to get a debate going, get Shank on there on the stage with Ben Shapiro. Okay. But what about a guy who actually knows how to speak to the insanity and he's coming at you with really good comedy? What are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do at that point? Get another comedian to come on who likes Sleep Sofa Joe? Ah, my guy likes to let people in our country. Yeah, we know communism. We're seeing it. Yeah. No offense, guys, if you like communism. You know, again, not trying to offend you on the communism thing. That's what we do at the end when we play, is we throw up and pick. You know what I mean? Because we wrote a song tonight. That song was fire. You're going to hear it one more time.
Waiting. Woo! Why are you standing? Why are you standing there? Yes. When we don't have time. Don't have time. No, why are you waiting?
I'm editing the crap out of that song. You know what I mean? We're going to have it. We're going to GM do it. You know, I really have no idea how many songs that I have to get to. But it's like every time I finish a new one or like or I write a new one, I'm like, I'm almost like don't want to write. I hate saying it. Like, don't take this the wrong way. But I almost like don't want to write another one because I have so many to get, go back and get. It's like I'm missing another one. Like, I'm probably not going to get to tonight's show. You know what I mean? Like, I got so many pieces of content to get through. There's like a 90% chance that tonight's show won't get edited and I won't get that song. Think about that. Just think about how insane that is, that I'm still here 1914 days in a row. That keeps happening and I keep missing those moments because I got to sell real estate tomorrow. And then I have another show at 9 a.m. and then another show at 10 p.m. tomorrow. So it's another freaking full show of content those next two shows. And I know at the end of tomorrow morning show, I'm going to be like, holy freaking cow, there was two awesome comedy news stories I have to drop. And now I'm like, oh, remember that song? I think there was a good song last night. And I literally forget because I'm like, I think it was good, but I don't remember. Like, I know it was jamming. Like, you know how many times I'm like, I know it was jamming. And then I just like, whatever. The next night I'm there, I'm doing it again. I miss that. I miss it. Like, I can't tell you. We had Matthew gave me two awesome And DM Ryan gave me a bunch of awesome title names. I wrote all those songs. I have no idea what days those were. And they were freaking fire songs. Like, so beautiful. Something about snowflakes. And I can't even remember. It was so good, though. And I lost them all because I don't have the ability to edit my content. I just don't. I have to make a living. So anyway, it's that's probably the most frustrating part is when I keep having these powerful, amazing moments and I, in the back of my mind, and sometimes you could probably see this when I'm sitting here after I finish the song, I'm in that moment thinking to myself, that's lost in time. It's here, but like, I can't get to it. Like, I know I'm going to miss it. And what a beautiful moment to be a part of now. Thank you for being here during it, because there's a very good chance you guys are a part of something that no one will ever see unless they ever find this episode, because I don't know if I'll get to the song. I don't. I'd like to. If and that's why I say we together do something so this show can hire people and make sure we don't miss any of those moments. You don't miss any of those songs. Like, that's what needs to happen. I need to be able to hire someone who's in the background here with me, not freaking Joanne with that stupid wheeze. Somebody who's non-wheezy. Joanne! A non-wheezer, you know, who can actually edit. You know, and go in and take the content and do what I do, which is make a comp out of it and say, look, I know that's an awesome guitar part, Mark, but we have to cut it in order to sacrifice a 12-minute song and make it 6 minutes, you know? And that's what I'm always doing now. I'm taking 40, 30-minute songs, jams, and I'm taking it to 6 minutes. I'm copping it down. And it's because I want to make the song as great as it could be, but I also do miss a lot of awesome guitar stuff. I got to take it out, though, or else it's just a jam forever. And some people, I love jams. I could sit there and listen to one jam for 2 hours if it's freaking fire and that guitar player just keeps going and jamming. Like, I'll listen. But not everybody can do that. So I'm trying to keep it so these songs are, like, for everybody, you know? Oh, goodness. I guess we still have the background on here. You know, Joanne, we had a different type of... We're having a different type of setup here. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but as soon as we start the show, we're going right into the news, okay? No long, drawn-out openers. We do the opener during the news story at the intro of the show. We write a song every day. When I show up, usually it's like we do the intro, we're here for 5 minutes, and then I switch cameras, and then I'm over here, and I put the thing up, and I'm trying to get that all worked out. My intention is to always have that set up for the first part of the show now. So, like, we're right into it, just like you saw tonight. I want this show to be streamlined so you guys are not like... So you don't want to miss the beginning of the show because it's going to start off right away. That's first of all, you know, the most important part. But it's going to be action-packed like it always is, but from the top instead of like 5 minutes after Zabrowski's Yoo-Hoo. Woo-hoo. It's funny. I used to always say as soon as we get our woo-hoo from Zabrowski, the show can start. But no, the show is going to start right away, and then we kind of bring Zabrowski's woo-hoo into wherever we are in that moment, 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the show. So that's when Zabrowski's woo-hoo comes in. And that's the way the show's going to go from now on. So just keep that in mind. And this came to mind because the other day, and this actually was interesting, but there was a doctor the other day who said, shorter intro, please. And I was like, I thought I'd gotten right into the show that day, but I didn't. Like, I started. I was like, guys, we got a great story for you. Here's the Russian boat thing. And then I had just gotten demonetized by TikTok for no reason, but they decided to call my original song unoriginal. Or it was my original piece of comedy news story, unoriginal. Every joke, every word was me. Every edit was me. And it's like, and they still said, no, that's not original. I'm like, what the fuck? It doesn't exist without me. And so anyway, they kicked me out of the program. And so I was like, I kind of vamped on it for like 5 minutes. And I realized, like, I even told everybody here in the chat recently, I'm like, I'm not complaining anymore. Screw it. But I literally got demonetized that morning by them. And I was like, what the freak? I didn't even do anything. So I realized that intro got really long. Not going to be like that anymore. I can't control how these platforms see me. I'm trying my best to be a platform for all. You know, this is a place where anybody and everybody can connect, and a full family-friendly show. So you can watch with your grandparents, watch with your parents, watch with your kids. But that's the intention. You know, when we're living in a time where they want us all divided on our own devices, looking at different things that are negative and filled with hate, their biggest fear, and the reason why they call channels like me harmful, is because we have the power to connect here. I am the only soul on earth that's been live for 1914 days in a row, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if any other guy, woman, has decided to go that live that many days in a row. And if they did, I want to shake their hand because it's not been easy. I've done it. Since December 31st, 2018, I thought the world was dying. I was like, I got to do something here. And then once I got started, man, we're creating all this content. Then the streak started going, and I'm like counting the days every day. I'm like, man, 630 days in a row, 700 days in a row, 800 days in a row, 900 days in a row. Still no one knows I exist. Now we're here 1914 days in a row. We got this awesome family that shows up every day with me. And anybody else that could join us, welcome. That's awesome. I can't control anything else. I've proven now that I have no control over reaching the world. All I could do is continue to live in this moment and allow this guitar to speak, allow this guitar, this drum to freaking rock out, and allow my words to breathe fire into this universe. And that's it. Hopefully you guys are on board for that. Besides that, hour 5 minutes in, we've got a show tomorrow morning, don't we, Joanne? Joanne, stop your freaking wheezing. You know. Oh, goodness. Guys, I have the college story to edit. I also did this story. I don't know if I'm going to drop it on YouTube, but because you know how they're a bunch of chooches. But I have this... It was a news story I did earlier today about this pilot program they're doing in New York. I don't know if you saw this. They were like, hey, if you're here illegally, we're going to give you a debit card each month. And like, what the fuck am I? I'm in the Twilight Zone, right? I mean, you're going to invite everybody in? Come on in. We got free money for you. Can I point out, pardon me, you've got homeless people, veterans, homeless veterans on the streets, New York City. They don't get... No, they got to find a space at the shelter. You know? They're soup today down at the kitchen. At the soup kitchen. They have soup today. Usually they don't. Usually it's like, no soup for you. Especially when you're a vet. They specifically keep it from you if you're a vet. You know? But if you are from Ecuador, if you were from Costa Rica, from Venezuela, from Cuba, if you're from Iran, if you're from Saudi Arabia, if you are from ICE, if you're from those organizations / countries, you are welcome to come in. They will give you a debit card, and they're going to refill it every month. But guys, here's the thing. You got to sign an affidavit that, like, you'll spend it only on groceries and, like, diapers, you know. You're signing that affidavit. And if they find out you didn't spend it on diapers and groceries, you could lose that you know, the money next month. They'll just, maybe next month, they'll just decide not to give you that $2,800, you know. What? I'm sorry? Oh, you're homeless and you're a veteran and you're on the streets in New York? I'm sorry. Get lost, buddy. What are you talking about? Go pound sand. What did you do for this country, you know? The guy over there did a lot more, just, you know, coming across the border illegally. That guy gets a debit card. You, sir, just why don't you go and put your life on the line again or something? Like, it wasn't enough the first time. Okay. The guy who put his life on line to come over here illegally, that guy, he gets more respect in my eyes. Mayor Adams. Twilight Zone! Right? Tell me we're not living in the Twilight Zone while telling me we're living in the Twilight Zone. Like, same thing. Ready? I'm a zebra! You're in the Twilight Zone! Right? Oh, goodness. You guys are awesome. Clapper's in with us, guys. I'm going to say hi to him real quick. Clapper. Devin Monroe Gross, how are you, my friend? Good to see you. Tony's son, so good to see you. Watanarios. Juatorinos? Jukurami, right, mate? Okay. Hoya. Good to see you, Hoya. Guys, Barella, you know we're doing it again in the morning. It's 12:48. I got to get some freaking sleep. What are we talking about over here? Oh, my goodness. The conjoined twins thing I did today was hilarious, too. I forgot about that. Oh, you guys remember this one? Where it's like one of the conjoined twins just got married. And I'm like, but then like the other one's got a boyfriend. And like it's wedding night. And she's like, can I have some time with my husband? She's like, no, screw it. You know, Blade wants to come over and bang biggity boo with me. She's like, no, but my husband wants to bang boo it with me. And I was like, no, well, he's getting, I got married. The body goes to my husband. I'm sorry. Blade will take the hiney butt. We didn't say that. But that would have actually been a funnier bit. We should have gotten into the fact that they're splitting the one bod together, you know? It was pretty funny. Two heads, one husband, two heads, a boyfriend, and one body. By Manon. Right? My name is Enrico Montoya. Andrea, you're funny. Oh, goodness. Let me say goodbye to you guys. Please do me a favor. Leave a comment. Hit the like here on YouTube, on X, on Rumble. And hope to see you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., bright and early, for the Mark Inspire Show Part 1, Good Friday style. Make sure you say your prayers. Actually, this show is like a daily prayer of positivity. We're here with the best intention. Andrea O'Neill, Barella Alicia number 7. I got S. Coop in the house, Trish Killian in the house. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much, S. Coop, for letting everybody know about the different links and how they could support this show since I'm demonetized. Remember, guys, you could Patreon it. You could Venmo. You can Cash App the show and support a brother. You could also pick up a beat seat at beatseat.rocks. And my music is available on iTunes. I'm a unsigned unrepresented artist. So basically anything you buy should theoretically go to me. So I appreciate you supporting me. If you like my music, go check it out. You could also check me out on Spotify, guys. Spotify for podcasts. You can listen to the show now and listen to all the different comedy news stories on Spotify. Just type in Mark Inspires and you got it. Anyway, I really appreciate you guys. Timero, Timero, Timero. Right? Oh, goodness. Guys, over on Clapper, if you haven't, please head over to the YouTube channel at least and subscribe. I'm trying to figure where the outro is here. Because there's hundreds. Now I'm thinking there's probably about 100 comedy news stories. Like, I've been doing so many comedy news stories. I get into these, like, crazy, like, I don't know. I get into these streaks of doing things. Like, I did the Trumper show, and, like, most of it was done in, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Every day I put a new one out for, like, a month, and then we had 30 episodes. So it's like, and I covered everything. But, so I get into these modes of just knocking out a bunch of stuff. So let's see how long the comedy news thing lasts. Till tomorrow, you guys are awesome. You got to go away.